Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Life is too much. That's what it is. Life is too much. Nobody wants to talk about how life is too much. And why is that? Is there something wrong with understanding that life is just too much? Too much as it's insane. It's just too much. It's too much. And so, it appears that people understand that. They understand that it's too much. And you see this with people's eating habits, drinking habits, partying, or whatever they do. You see people trying to alleviate and numb the pain of life being too much. It's so much. And we have to ask ourselves, what do we do about that? Instead of trying to find a coping mechanism or trying to run away from the pain, how do we deal with it and then figure it out? A lot of people avoid responsibility. I've avoided responsibility in my life too. For myself. How could I be a certain way or live a certain way if I'm not good with who I am? If I don't care about myself, if I don't work on myself, if I don't ask myself questions, if I don't ask myself, how do I feel? Sincerely, instead of thinking of everybody else, I'm not saying don't care about anybody. I'm saying instead of being so sensitive about what everybody else thinks and judges you or whatever it may be, how about you focus on learning who you are? Some people know more about others than they know about themselves. And so you have to think about, why is that? It's avoiding responsibility. It's avoiding responsibility. For whatever it may be for you. What are you responsible for? What do you need to take care of? What do you need to do? What do you actually really want? Do you ever just like talk to yourself? Or reflect on who you are. Like I said in the last episode, if you were to journal every single day, you would realize that every day has so much going on. Every day is impactful, and every day is a gift. Every day is special. You're never gonna get it again. It happens one time, and that's it. Now, it appears that you have a lot of those called days, but you don't. You only have so many. You only have so many. I believe that screws the people's heads when they think about how short life really is, how brief it really is. What do they say? It ends in a blink of an eye? That's incredibly insane. Are we able to handle this kind of responsibility? How responsible are we? All of us. I say we because there's a lot of people in this world. Perhaps if a lot of the people in the world were doing their best, what would that mean? What would that look like? They're doing their best. If everyone in the world was doing their best, not trying to be the best, but they were all doing their best. What kind of world do you think we'd be living in? At least level up 1% every day. At the very least, 1%. You know why? You know why? Because even though it's just 1%, it's just 1%. It's not even 2%. It's 1% better. Just 1% better every day. Just 1% every single day. After 100 days, you will literally be 100% better. From my personal experience, acceptance and accepting is something that helps you drastically in life, is accepting whatever it is in your life. That there's genuine stress, trauma, difficulty, complications, the list goes on, in your life. Whatever you're going through in your life that's very difficult to deal with, that's your pain. That's your potential for power. Turn that pain into power. It's truth. There's nothing else you can actually do. You have no other choice but to get better. That's the only choice that you have, is to get better. There's no other choice. There's literally no other choice. Unless you want to fail and be miserable and have regrets and be sad and want to no longer be part of this world anymore. Unless you want that, we gotta get better, you guys. It's difficult, I understand. And if you have discovered this episode, you must be going through something. Or you must be going through it. Or you're trying to figure out how to be stronger. Something along those lines of listening to lo-fi music and trying to calm down. Trying to figure out what is going on and figure out solutions and opportunities. To genuinely slow down. To figure out what is going on. To figure out answers, solutions, opportunities, and happiness. That's all you can do. I know it's terrible at times. I know it's awful at times. Work on yourself. Work on who you are. You gotta live with yourself. You might as well love who you are. Appreciate who you are. Understand who you are. At the very least, try to understand who you are.